Yes, but that was not a room. If it were a room, mm-hmm. it was an attic. If it were not a room, it was an attic. But if it were the loft, then it was an open area. Not for storage, mm-hmm. Not for usage. Mm-hmm. It was an access area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I understand.
And then they refer to it as the loft.
Uh-huh. And then things at the windows that pull down are called?
Are called shades.
All right, any other name for them?
No, they were always shades. When we thought of blinds, mm-hmm. We thought of Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm. Which are the things with the metal slats.
With the metal slats.
And would you ever...
Now, of course, that was shutters, but they were wood.
Mm-hmm. They're on the outside?
They were on the outside. Yeah. And they could very well be on the inside. Many times they were.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, I don't normally think of that, but I can see that.
In fact, in present-day houses, you can have mm-hmm. wood shutters now.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's an older...
And the flimsy things are called?
Curtains.
You wouldn't ever refer to the shades as curtains, or would you?
No.
No, okay.
The curtains would be curtains, and of course if they were heavier, they would be drapes or uh-huh. draperies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about a little room off the kitchen where you would store canned goods or dishes?
We refer to it as the pantry.
Did you have one in this house?
No, this house didn't have a pantry. And never enough closets.
Did you have a piece of furniture that you might keep dishes in that perhaps would have a screen over the front?
We had a kitchen cabinet.
What I'm trying to get is whether you had a safe or a pie safe.
No.
This is something I am not familiar with. I've seen them in old houses.
I'm not familiar with.
Okay.
We just had kitchen cabinets.
Now, you earlier referred to the room that you just called the room, you said it was sometimes used as a junk room. Do you have another name for a room where you would store worthless things?
No, we never had another name. We just always called it the junk room.
What did you call the old worthless things that you stored in the junk room?
I think in many instances they were referred to as heirlooms.
Oh, really? Were they really heirlooms?
No, not really. Some of them perhaps were. We stored old pictures, many times old tapestries of bedspreads mm-hmm. and other artifacts mm-hmm. Into that room. But we always called them heirlooms. I think that must have been a tongue-in-cheek expression uh-huh. to call them heirlooms.
Well, if you were being serious about it, would you say it's just a bunch of...
junk.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called plunder, or the room called a plunder room?
No.
Okay. And then, talking about the daily housework, what would you say a woman does every morning?
Well, that was cooking and cleaning, and sweeping, which naturally would be a part of the cleaning, mm-hmm. bed making.
Mm-hmm. And what would she sweep with?
A broom.
Mm-hmm. And if, this is just to get the expression, if the broom were in the corner and the door were open so that you couldn't see the broom, and I said, where is the broom? You would answer, the broom is?
Behind the door.
Okay.
And the broom was behind the door because you always kept the broom out of sight
mm-hmm.
of
That's
company.
True. That's true. Naturally.
Unless it were hanging on the back porch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. As it did... the broom was supposed to always hang on the back porch.
But it was usually behind the door?
Behind the door.
All right, let's see. You mentioned the washing and the ironing earlier. Do you have a name for washing and ironing together?
Well, now it would be laundry. But when we said laundry, that meant washing and ironing, mm-hmm. you know, together. Mm-hmm.